Hello, Robert Morris. Welcome to another episode of Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan Jacoby.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen. And today we want to thank our sponsor, Awards, which many people have been winning around these parts lately. So if you haven't won yourself an award, go out and win yourself one. If you know where to get an award, just look up Awards online and then submit your things to some stuff. It could be writing, film, art, anything to that extent. You can win yourself an award just like everyone around here.
Yep. So the Emmy submissions are a few days away.
That's true. Are you submitting anything for an Emmy, Ryan?
As of right now, no.
No. Oh my goodness, come on! Just such great content. I feel like how famous you are, you should be able to win an Emmy easily, spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why not submit something?
I got to think of something to submit.
There you go. Boom. Either. What are you thinking? Like writing, radio, what?
Oof.
Live.
I have to think about it.
Think about it. Are you gonna flip a coin?
Maybe.
You should probably just flip a coin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it. So.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, Ryan, tell me, what are some awards you've won in life?
Well, I most recently won, I was part of the Apple Award for the International Pipeline story.
Oh, okay. All right. What'd you do there?
I interviewed a player, Honoka Ikemetsu, from the women's basketball team, and I wrote an article about her.
Oh, all right. See, so boom, you've already won an award, so I think easily you can get your second.
But yes.
Solo this time. That way you don't have to share the credit with all these other heathens. I know it's a team effort, et cetera, sarcasm, everybody.
I mean, I'm okay. If I get my own award, I'm perfectly okay with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you guys submit. And if you haven't submitted yet, submit to things. And apparently there's Emmys going on, so submit to those and you get yourself an award, just like our sponsor this week.
Yep.
Coming from the non-award winning podcast, Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles.
I think I actually submitted one of our EPs for an award.
Sorry, did you say EPs?
Yeah, short for episode.
No, never say that again. That's just wrong. I can understand shortening some things, but episodes to EPs? No, you can say show or episode or part. I will accept any of this, okay?
Right.
I will not accept EPS.
All right.
Sounds like you're saying apps, like we're an appetizer. What's the main course, Ryan? Are we not good enough to be the main course?
Oh, God.
I feel like we're better than the main course. We're the dessert, all right? We are that cherry on the cake that makes everything so sweet.
Yeah, one of our shows, I submitted over to Malik earlier this semester for an award.
All right, well, then there we go. Boom. So we're going to win something, I hope.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yep. Speaking of winning, let's talk about Wasenthal, Nazi Hunter. He won. It's March 26, 2019 to March 28th, 2019. August Wilson Cultural Center, 980 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s, of course. Wenzel, Nazi Hunter, is the critically acclaimed off-Broadway production coming to Pittsburgh for 3 exclusive performances. You hear that? Only 3 exclusive performances, so get yourselves down there and see a great show. Starring the award-winning actor and writer Tom Dugan as Simon Wenzel, who also, I learned, he acted in a lot of movies, most notably Ghostbusters, who's responsible for bringing over 1,100 Nazi war criminals to justice. Simon Wenzel, Holocaust survivor, was an ordinary man who did extraordinary things. These were truly extraordinary things.
Yes.
I mean, clearly, he's probably won awards. The show's won awards. Mm-hmm. Going back to our sponsor, awards.
Yeah.
You can win yourself an award. You don't even have to go this hard. You don't have to bring Nazis to justice or anything. Just do something.
Yeah.
Do something great, and you'll get something great. Just like Wenzel, Nazi Hunter.
Yeah, so check out Wenzel, Nazi Hunter, from March 26th to 28th. That was at the August Wilburn Cultural Center. So go check that out.
Get yourselves doing something. If you don't want to do that, we understand. There's a more acceptable thing that you can do, which is the glam rock drag brunch throwback 90s and 2000s. Just found out yesterday CNN did the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s as like those like part mini documentary series. Pretty
yeah.
Great. But again, this has everything you want. This has brunch, drag, and rock, as well as the 90s and 2000s. Who doesn't love those decades and those things? This is the Hard Rock Cafe of Pittsburgh, 230 West Station Square Drive, Pittsburgh, PA, 15224. Hard Rock Cafe is pleased to present the return of our monthly glam rock drag brunch. Salute to the 90s, early 2000s. Join us on Sunday, March 31st. It's not a 34th in any month. as we present the best drag brunch in the city with our host Lola LaCroix and the best divas in the Steel City. Doors, 10:30. Show, 11:30 to 1 p.m. Tickets, showclicks.com. Tickets are on sale now. Get yourself a ticket. $10 per person. That's easy. I've been to some drag shows. They're all phenomenal. You're missing out if you don't go to one. It's actually the only reason I like Kesha's Timber. That is a great song that they use. But anyway, so the show cast is Lola LaCroix is the host, Alora Chateau, Anesthesia. That's a really good one. Danielle Vasquez, Paris Young Boutte, and that is all. So there's four, five, sorry, lovely ladies that are going to be there, as well as table ticket packages, tables sold as a whole. So if you have friends and you got your friends down there, get yourself a table.
Yeah, bring your friends along.
Exactly. It's $10 per bar seat, two top tables, $20, four top tables, $40, and six top tables, $60. So pretty much just get yourself a whole table so you don't have to worry about everyone sitting at the bar and then sitting together. Oh, but you can get a four top booth. $40. Everybody wants that booth, so you better get in there fast. VIP tables are four top on stage, includes one complimentary mimosa or one Bloody Mary per guest. That's $100. That's a complimentary mimosa, and it's a VIP table. You're getting right up in that action, and it's going to be a good time. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we can't wait to see you at the Hard Rock Cafe. Get tickets in advance now.
This sounds like one heck of an event.
Yeah, like I said, have you been in a drag show?
No.
All right, you're missing out. We got to go to this thing.
Yes.
It is honestly the best experience you ever have in your life. Yeah, well.
And the event is next weekend, so.
So we got to get there fast. You got to get, well, we should have gotten tickets on now.
Yeah.
Gosh, I mean, all right, I'm gonna try to sign up for this while you read the next article here.
All right. The next thing we have is Bird of Passage. And this actually started a couple days ago, but it's from March 22nd to April 4th at the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Ave, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222. The website is cinema.pfpca.org, so you can learn more there. But from the Oscar-nominated team, behind the genre-defying Embrace of the Serpent comes an equally audacious saga centered on the Wayuu, indigenous people during a crucial period in recent Colombian history. Torn between his desire to become a powerful man and his duty to uphold his culture's values, Rafael Jose Acosta enters the drug trafficking business in the 1970s and finds quick success despite his tribe's matriarch Ursula's Camina Martinez's disapproval. Ignoring ancient omens, Rafael and his family get caught up in a conflict where honor is the highest currency, and deaths are paid with blood. Oh. Co-directors Christina Gallego and Ciro Guerra have created a sprawling epic about the erosion of tradition in pursuit of material wealth. Birds of Passage is a visually striking exploration of loyalty, greed, and the voracious nature of change. 125 minutes rated NR. Drama is directed by Ciro Guerra and Christina Gallego. Starring Carmina Martinez, Jose Acosta, Natalie Reyes, 2018 Colombia, Denmark, Mexico, and the language is in Wayuu, Spanish, and English.
Oh, that's great. I just want to say one thing about whenever they write these little things, rated NR, why are you putting rated then? If it's not rated, it's not rated. So just put NR. I mean, I guess for some people who don't understand NR, NR means not rated. So it's either above mature. It's usually above mature because they can't really, they don't have any restrictions. So there we go. Also, side note, on the Glam Rock Show, I'm sorry, everybody. Tickets are sold out in reserve. There may be tickets at the door. I don't know. You should still get yourself there. And if you haven't, look up other drag shows in Pittsburgh. I know Pitt has a lot of them, Pitt University. So, yeah. Other than that, though, I mean, Birds of Passage. Sounds like a good movie. I mean, it's a very – everyone needs to be culturally informed and get themselves more absorbed in a worldly culture instead of just in American culture or Pittsburgh culture or anything like that. I'm not being, you know, any sort of social justice warrior here. I'm just saying – you'll feel better about life knowing more things because everybody wants to be the smartest person, right?
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. And now...
let's talk about something you love, baseball.
Yes. Pirates opening day is coming up next week. I'm excited.
Who are they playing around?
The St. Louis Cardinals at PNC Park.
All right. It's PNC Park, 115 Federal Way, Pittsburgh, 15212. Ah, it's April 1st. It's a joke. The whole game's going to be a joke. You know why? Because the Pirates are going to lose.
Don't jinx it, man.
It's not jinxing it if I'm saying they're going to lose. Ryan, how do you think the Pirates are going to do this year?
Oh, they finished three games above 500. I think it was 92 and 89, if I'm recalling. I would say 82 and 79, something around there. But I do think they'll push up their win totals a little bit more.
How much more? Are we going to break 100 or are we going to break the 90s?
I'll probably say mid-80s.
Mid-80s. All right, we have our prediction now, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan has said that the Pirates will finish in the mid-80s with the win column, and I guess that means like 90s in the loss column.
If you're in the 80s, you'll have 70-some losses.
Okay, so still above 500?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Quality. Mm-hmm. So if you like baseball, which I don't, but PNC Park's a great place to go. Take a family. It's also opening day, so it's going to be a great time. Pittsburgh Pirates versus St. Louis Cardinals. Get yourself tickets.
Yeah.
Just show up. I mean, from a man who doesn't like sports, PNC Park is probably like the best venue I've ever been to. So.
Have you ever been to PPG Paints or Heinz Field?
I have. PPG Paints it's nice. I don't know. It's just I don't like the steepness of everything. Like, because, you know, I can never buy tickets in the lower section, so I have to sit in the upper section, like, just to so, like, you feel like you're just going to fall if you walk. Heinz Field, on the other hand, it's just so hot or so cold. There's, like, no happy medium there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, there's no roof at Heinz Field.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a problem for the most part. I mean, but...
It matters is it's going at the right time.
Yeah. It's going at the right time, like I said. There's only the two extremes there, and there's not really much to do other than watch the sporting event. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But speaking of sports and the youth, let's talk about Youth Invasion 2019. These segues are just awful. I know. You don't have to tell me. April 5th through April 5th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Anti-Warhol Museum, 117 Sandusky Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15212. The Warhol is excited to present Youth Invasion. This program features teens' unique take on Andy Warhol's artwork with their points of view, ideas, and creative expressions energizing the entire museum. The event highlights youth performers in the museum's entrance space, theater, and galleries, as well as presents an exhibition of youth artwork from April 5th through the 20th, 2019, free with museum admission. I have one thing to say about this. Go. Of course.
Yeah.
No, but I have a really weird question. Have you seen the Burger King commercial with Andy Warhol on it and says, "Eat like Andy"?
When did it air?
It aired I think it was during the Super Bowl, actually, or like sometime around there. It was just him eating a Whopper and then dipping it in ketchup.
I think I did, but this again. Granted, the Super Bowl was a month and a half ago.
Still, I think it was still aired for a little bit. But I don't understand it whatsoever. Like, I get it. It's Andy Warhol. All right, fine. He did weird video work where he like filmed the Empire State Building for 24 hours. He filmed someone's grave. He did other things. I just don't understand this art piece specifically. Like, I get he did a lot of things with Heinz ketchup.
Yeah.
But why the Whopper? Why was this your choice for a commercial? I guess it gets people talking, and people are like, wow, that's art, but no gosh darn sense about what's going on there.
Yeah. I mean, Andy Warhol, he's a great artist, but the Whopper, that was the Burger King's initiative, no doubt.
It was a Burger King commercial. No, him doing it was probably just him, like whenever he originally did it. But now I don't understand like why they're using it as the commercial.
I don't know.
Plus, I was also recently sadly disappointed with the Whopper, finding out that it's essentially just a hamburger with vegetables. Like there's nothing.
That's like a garden burger.
I mean, not particularly. I mean, a garden burger usually doesn't have the meat. But yeah, essentially, it's just like a regular hamburger. With the extra, like, what makes their hamburger a hamburger. It's not, like, anything big and gimmicky like a Big Mac where it's like, oh, you got your layer of beef and then another bun and then more beef and then the Big Mac sauce. Also disappointed with the Big Mac, though. I guess because my youth, I ate a lot of fast food, so I, you know, hence why I was fat. But nowadays, it's like the beef is, like, puck size compared to a, like, softball size of bun. It's just – it's a ridiculous comparison. Anyway, though – don't get fast food. Go get something good to eat. And then go to Youth Invasion 2019 at the Andy Warhol Museum. But, Ryan, one more question. Since we were talking about this. Burger King or McDonald's? Which is your preferred fast food?
McDonald's.
All right. McDonald's or Wendy's?
Oh, I have to go Wendy's.
There we go. That's the right answer. All right. So, speaking of food, let's Creating Pinsky Eggs. April 6th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. National Aviary, 700 Arch Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15212. Ryan, tell them all about it.
Yep, it is April 6th, 1 to 3 p.m., National Aviary, like you said. This is $25 non-members, $20 for members. Price does not include general admission.
Drats.
Yeah. The register, you can call 412-258-9445. Learn the basics of Pisansky, the traditional Ukrainian art of creating beautiful Easter eggs using colorful dyes and wax, also known as batik. Each participant will receive his or her own set of patterns, wax, and kitska. The pen used for drawing on the egg was wax, and participants take home their decorated egg and decorating kit at the end of the class.
That sounds pretty dope.
Yeah.
I mean, I dye eggs on the regular. Well, not on the regular. On the regular, like once a year at Easter, like everyone else.
Yeah.
This seems way cooler.
Yeah.
Like you're being able to draw on it and stuff instead of like having to.
Just like decals.
Yeah, decals. Have you ever done where you take like a white crayon and then you like draw on the egg and then you dye it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not as exciting though, you know what I mean? So yeah, I feel like this is way like, better.
If you're going to do a Ukrainian method to color eggs, I'd definitely go for that.
Right?
Yeah.
Europeans always had it better than the Americans. but yeah, all right, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How do you use, I mean, you, all right, we already asked how you usually decorate eggs. However, do you prefer hard-boiled eggs or like cracking an egg and making it in a skillet?
Making it into a skillet.
All right, I'll accept it.
Like I like eggs for breakfast, but if I like hard-boiled eggs for like deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs. All right, I respect it. Deviled eggs are probably the best egg like what do I say form there is.
Yeah.
So what do we got next though?
The Tamboritzins, the Prism, April 6th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the August Wilson Center, 90 Liberty Ave. Pittsburgh, PA 15222s. Enjoy a live 2-hour performance presented by the world famous Tamboritzins of Pittsburgh. Their 82nd show is entitled Prism. Full spectrum culture brings light to the extraordinary. See the stunning visuals as the Tamboritzins present dances, music, and song from the Armenia, Bulgaria, Croatia, Ireland, Latin Caribbean, Romania, Serbia, Slovenia, Ukraine, and Macedonian finale.
Now, those are so many places that you can have dances from.
Yep. And Macedonian finale that will leave you breathless.
Just really quickly, it's Macedonian.
Macedonian.
Yes, I only know because I played a lot of Room Total War. Continue, though. I'm sorry.
All right. With over 400 costumes from 11 countries, 29 talented dancers, musicians, and singers, complimented with state-of-the-art sound and lighting, witnessing the show will leave the audience with a personal and memorable experience. And the Tamboritzins are your cultural prism.
This goes back to what I said before. Get yourself cultured, know everything that there is to know, and then you'll be the smartest person on the block. And who doesn't want to be the smartest person on the block?
Yep. Brains, man.
Exactly. Also, feet, though. Well, not... Okay, that sounded weird. But dancing, because we all know my man Ryan loves dancing. So what's your favorite country here to see dance?
Oh, of the countries on this list?
Of the countries on this list. So you got Armenia, Bulgaria, Croatia, Ireland, Latin Caribbean.
Probably Latin Caribbean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've always been a spicy dancer, haven't you?
Yeah. I remember last year in Yorktown, I was salsa dancing with someone that I really like.
Yeah, I know, man. I know. Salsa dancing was your stuff back then. I don't see why you didn't continue. I feel like you could go really far with the salsa dancing.
Oh, I know I can.
Oh, you know you can?
Yes.
All right, well, my man Ryan's going to be a world of dance next season, salsaing ooh, all on his ooh, own. Yeah. He's going to be the first solo act to win. Mark my words, ladies and gentlemen.
See me on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, Dancing with the Stars? Okay. Either one, Dancing with the Stars or World of Dance, I will accept.
Yep.
Like, you can't really be on Dancing with the Stars, though.
Yeah.
Unless you become a professional dancer, in which case you could be the dancer, but not the star. Cause you have, well, I mean, you are a star, though.
Yeah.
I'd say apply.
Yeah. But now we have the sensory-friendly silent disco.
Heck yeah. I love sensory-friendly. Yep. It's always so cool.
This is April 6th from...
Wait, stop. Hold on. What just happened there? Do you have an aneurysm or something?
No.
You're just like... Nyah.
No, it's just gas for my lunch.
Okay.
April 6th, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Andy Warhol Museum, 117 Sandusky Street. Pittsburgh, PA...
going on there.
What?
Said a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, PA 15212. Co-presented with the Pittsburgh Center for Autistic Self-Advocacy and Autism Connection of Pennsylvania. The Warhol is proud to present a sensory-friendly social gathering for Autism Awareness Acceptance Month. Join us for a silent disco experience at the museum designed specifically for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and those with sensory sensitivities. DJ Naeem will spin a live set of dance classics and will accept musical requests. Rather than playing live music through speakers, wireless headphones will allow attendees to opt in or out of the soundtrack and control their own volume levels. Ooh, you get your own personalized dance experience.
It's great. No, I mean, silent discos are a phenomenal experience.
Yeah. The Warhol Theater will be transformed into an enclosed sensory room for the evening, and quiet areas will be provided. Guests are encouraged to wear comfortable festive attire and to take portraits in the museum's photo booths and do art making in the studio. Light refreshments will be served and a cash bar will be available. This event is open to teens and their families from 6 to 8 p.m. and is 21 plus after 8 p.m.
Well, I know what you're doing on April 6th. You're going to get yourself a lady with that salsa dancing after 6 p.m.
Yep.
All right. So see my boy Ryan. maybe get you a little hot and bothered, man and woman alike. Only looking for the ladies, though.
Charles, you should come down with Shayla.
You know, I would. But I don't know what I'm doing on April 6th. I don't really know what I'm doing later today, Ryan. But make plans. Maybe I'll be there. Who knows? But you should definitely go. 21 plus. You know, you may take advantage of that stuff.
Yeah, tickets are $12, $8 for members, seniors, and students, $5 access, EBT card holder, and visit warhol.org.
Perfect. I don't see what could go wrong here. I mean, but also, I'm just saying. So have you ever been in a sensory deprivation chamber?
No.
All right. Well, let me tell you. Great place to go. So essentially what it does is it takes off everything, like from your senses. You kind of just float in water and you feel weightless after a while. It's a magical experience, I'd say. Like if you ever woke up from like a daydream, but like you feel like super refreshed, but like you don't know where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but like for an hour.
Yeah.
It's dope.
Yeah. It's sort of like, I want to compare it to either floating on water in a pool.
Yeah, no, that's what it is, except you're in a dark chamber. You can't hear anything. You can't see anything. You're just floating.
Yeah.
So unless you're claustrophobic, that's a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, I'm not claustrophobic.
Well, there we go, yeah, because the water is heated to your body temperature, so it's not even like the water's there.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I don't know. I've always liked different senses, because you never realize how much you rely on sight until you, like, another sense is assaulted so much, and it's just... It's really cool. I don't know. It's really cool for people who have the senses. People don't have the senses. I am, of course, sorry. But, you know, there's technology. And that's the cool thing. It's just what tech can do. I mean, because there's also, like, these skull headphones where, like, you put them on your temples and then they just vibrate your head how the music is playing.
It's getting a head massage. Sort of.
Sort of, I guess, if you like to get just your temples massaged really aggressively. But yeah, so it like shakes your skull to the beat and everything, and then you can actually hear the music. If it passes the inner smaller bones, so if those are broken or whatever, and only hits your bigger bones, so you can hear through that. This is what we were talking about earlier, Brian. Another drag show.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. They seem to be really popular. Robert Morris just had one. Just want the Hard Rock. And now there's Mama Mosa, the drag brunch, April 7th, 11:30 to 2 p.m. It's an Oliver Twist. That is Olive or Twist, not Oliver Twist. That's 146th Street, Pittsburgh, 15222. You might want to take a T and or bus one, because who doesn't want to get wrecked? No, I'm kidding. Don't get wrecked, but just have a classy brunch. But also, you know, there's no parking is the biggest problem. Maybe tickets include bottomless mimosas, a full breakfast buffet, and a star-studded drag show. The crest includes Bambi, Kiki Kawai, and Akasha Van Cartier. So there's only three at this event. However, it'll be a good event because, I mean, those sound like some pretty dope stars. I'm not going to lie. The event is, however, 18 and up, so it's not open to all ages, much like the Hard Rock Cafe one. So, you know, this is from your adult crowd. You know, you got three performers, but three more adult performers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Go get yourself some brunch. That's all I gotta say. I feel like food is the best way to get people out of their house.
It is.
Yeah. And plus this one includes bottomless mimosas. So, and a breakfast bar. Who doesn't want a breakfast bar? What's your ideal thing on a breakfast bar?
Like full breakfast food or like?
No, it's a breakfast bar. So yes, it's gotta be breakfast food.
Oh, and then if it's like brunch or something like that.
No.
I
guess it is a brunch. It's a drag brunch. So yeah, it's breakfast. It's brunch. Let's go with that.
All right, breakfast and lunch. All right. For breakfast, I'll go eggs.
Gotta have eggs.
Bacon.
Okay.
Sausage. Waffles. French toast. I'm not into grits, but grits.
Right, you know, I respect it. You're letting other people be into grits because I personally love grits.
Yeah, I'm not really into grits. It's sort of like weird, mushy oatmeal.
All right, whatever. We'll keep it at that. Grits are great, though.
Yeah. Got oatmeal. Did I say pancakes?
No.
Pancakes?
Classic.
Yeah. What else?
No, I feel like you're just going to name every breakfast food, so I don't.
You got fruit?
Fruit? What kind of fruit? What is a breakfast fruit?
Strawberries.
Strawberries.
Bananas.
Bananas. I'm just repeating you like an echo.
All right. I want to say blueberries.
Blueberries.
Yeah.
It's good. I like blueberries on my pancakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There should be a pancake bar.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
That way you can make a pancake and put your blueberries in the pancake, flip it over, boom, you got yourself a blueberry pancake.
Yeah, that is dope right there.
Yeah, that's right. Straight up dope. Inject it right in your veins.
Yep. As for lunch, I want to put pierogies on there.
Pierogies?
Yes.
It's a Pittsburgh brunch, so like I'll accept it, but I don't know. I feel like pierogies are definitely more of a dinner food. But I like where your head's at. I want pierogies for lunch. You're right.
Yeah. You know, the reason I bring that up is because when I lived in Allison Park in Gastonia, there's a restaurant there called the North Park Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. I went there for brunch sometimes on Sundays.
Yeah.
They had pierogies there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love pierogies?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's essentially just a Polish version of a wonton or something to that extent.
It's a very fancy dumpling.
That's what it is. It's a dumpling. It's a Polish version of a dumpling. It's great, though. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yes.
Even though dumplings are also pretty great.
Yes. And you can, the calf at Bento Bowl has dumplings or potstickers.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Love potstickers too. I like it because they're thinner. The only complaint I have about pierogies, which usually isn't anything, is that just the skin's a little bit thinner for what's it called, wontons or potstickers.
Yeah,
which is nicer.
Yep.
However, for this Mama Mosa drag brunch, you're gonna get yourself pierogies, hopefully, and tickets are only $35. So 17 are going so far, 74 are interested. This is all on Facebook, and it is hosted by Bambi, if I have not already said. So, yeah, I mean, get yourself some brunch and pierogies and pineapples. And that's breakfast fruit right there. It's pineapples.
Oh, pineapple.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so you're going to make a perfect pancake. What's in your pancake? Like, I already said blueberries. I'm not actually a big blueberry pancake fan. I prefer walnuts and bananas. I was going to say olives. That would be really weird in your pancake. But, yeah, bananas and walnuts.
Personally, not to have olives in pancakes.
No, neither do I, like I said. Bananas and walnuts.
Yeah. I pass on the walnuts because I'm not really much of a nut person.
No, that's fine. I understand.
Yeah.
Just disregard all the nuts in the world.
You
don't even like cashews?
Nah.
Peanuts?
No.
You're wrong.
I mean, I like peanut butter.
All right, I'll accept it. Crunchy or smooth?
Smooth.
You're wrong.
How am I wrong?
Because you're wrong. Your opinion is valid, but you're wrong.
I don't know how I'm wrong, but okay.
Because crunchy peanut butter is the only true form of peanut butter. If I was going to eat something smooth or anything like that, I might as well just drink it, okay? If you're going to eat something, you need some crunch in your life. Otherwise, drink your food. That's all I'm saying.
What about smoothies?
I mean, yeah, because you're drinking your food.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't see where your point was there.
Yeah, I don't know, but actually, with that, we actually need to wrap up here.
Oh, my goodness. We have like a minute and 30 seconds. But I guess we'll thank our sponsor one more time. Let's thank awards. Let's get this podcast an award. Nominate us for the Streamies.
Yep.
Otherwise, get yourself an award. Submit your work to something. No work is bad work, and it's better to get yourself out there than to sit at home, because if you don't submit anything, you can't get anything. Just like they always say with jobs, if you don't apply, you can't get the job.
Yeah.
So thank you again to awards and everyone who's won them, everyone who's going to win them, and everybody who wants to see people win them. So, until next time, it's been Charles Stockhausen.
I'm Ryan Jacoby. We'll be on next week.
Toodaloo. Mm-hmm.